Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today's podcast or show, call it what you will, with a sensational claim that despite losing the Champions League final, Man City are now apparently the biggest club in Manchester. Yeah, exactly. An outrageous statement, and it was made by Trevor Sinclair, a former Man City player, would you believe? And obviously it was correctly rubbished by the wonderful Jamie O'Hara.
I think Manchester City are leading the way. They're catching up financially each year.
Oh, come on, Trev.
The way that the blueprint of the football club...
Go, Trevor.
The investment, the playing staff, what they're winning year in, year out.
Trev.
I think, for me, I think... Listen, you can, again...
You were playing Gillingham. How many people have I come on and talking about, we were playing Gillingham and Tranmere 20 years ago? Come on.
If you look at... Say I was asked to go to a football club. Forget about my loyalties. Mm-hmm. What club are you going to go to?
Manchester United.
Oh. But what I'm saying is, when you look at the fundamentals and the foundations of the football club, the recruitment, the playing staff, the stadium, the training ground, winning trophies year in, year out, Manchester United do not do that at this present time. So for me, Manchester City are a bigger club.
Now, Gareth Southgate will trim his final England squad down to 26 for the Euros later on today, with many speculating that Raheem Sterling or Marcus Rashford might miss out. Really? I've heard no speculation at all. Anyway, on The Breakfast Show, Jamie O'Hara told Danny Kelly that he expects Sterling to make the final squad, but he'd personally leave him at home.
Out of three, I've got Mason Greenwood, Ollie Watkins or Raheem Sterling. I can't see it happening, but I just look at the way his performances have been in the last few months. He is the player that's out of form. Now, England should be picking players on form. They should be picking players that are fit. And he's one that there's a big question mark over him. Whether he changes his performances for England is another thing, but he hasn't been great. I don't know how he started the Champions League final based on his form, but he did. He was poor. Reece James had him in his pocket.
I think Marcus Rashford's place on form would be in jeopardy.
And what about Sterling? If you're saying Rashford, Sterling as well.
Exactly, and that's what worries me. I want to be confident about England's chances, but Sterling's not in form. Rashford isn't in form. You wonder how the transfer saga is going to affect Harry Kane. I just think there's a lot of players in that squad who are going into it with some kind of question to answer.
Comes back to Trent Alexander-Arnold. It's 2-0 now.
You're taking all of the right backs, are you?
Yes, one, because I think Trent can play midfield. And I think he's already talking about that, Southgate, about potentially playing Trent in midfield. You've got to take Trippier. He's just won the league.
And he's the one I've left out because for various reasons. But absolutely,
he's got tournaments. Man, he's got tournament experience.
And he was brilliant for England in the World Cup. Of course he was. Yeah, I get it. I don't think he will take all right backs. We shall see. Thank you for your effort. And thank you for demonstrating to people just how difficult this is going to be for Gareth Southgate.
There seems to be... It's an outrage over Trent. No one's not saying that he's not a very talented and gifted footballer. Sometimes I think defensively he ball watches. You look at Reece James's performance over the season and especially on Saturday, and Reece James recently has been playing as the right-sided centre-half for Chelsea. You can't take four right-backs. I think he misses out.
Now, Naomi Osaka has withdrawn from the French Open tennis. Japan's world number two was warned she may be expelled from the tournament after failing to give a press conference after her first round victory. Osaka has said that she wouldn't speak to the media due to the effect on her mental health.
She's also revealed she suffered from anxiety and depression and will take some time away from the game. The Times' tennis correspondent Barry Flatman told the press box earlier this evening that her boycott of press duties could lead to others following.
The potential is certainly there. I think there's a lot of sympathy for Naomi amongst her fellow players, because it's not stretching the point too much that if this pressure continued, she might just bow out of the game and say, I don't want to play tennis anymore. End of story. So I don't think anyone wants to see that. Quite possibly, people might say, well, Naomi Osaka did it, so why do I have to do it? She is a very, very shy person. She doesn't feel comfortable in the spotlight. That said, she is a brilliant tennis player, and she's a wonderful talent. And you can take her point of view that she doesn't want to be subjected to the stresses that the likes of me can sometimes put on her. These players do have an obligation. If it wasn't for the press, then they wouldn't be earning the sort of money that they're earning. And I don't just mean prize money, I mean endorsements. So I can see both sides of the argument. I think she did it in a very well-natured way. I don't think there's any malice in what she's doing.
Now, despite wanting him to fail, Danny Murphy has said that Thomas Tuchel deserves a lot of the credit for winning the Champions League with Chelsea. The former Blues defender Mario Melchior also said that the German is now on a different level. But first, this is Moni Moni Simon Jordan claiming that Tuchel is the perfect example of a modern manager. I bet Simon would have still sacked him though, wouldn't he? Yeah.
If someone's really good at their job, like this guy is, and he has the fundamental tools, which a lot of football clubs do have when managers come in, it's the fact that the manager isn't getting the best from those players, then you start to see a narrative built up. He walked through the door and said, I've got 18 months to win the Champions League or the Premier League, and set his stall out. Now, nobody anticipated or expected him to have performed the way he did. He clearly had the tools, and a lot of the tools that he's utilised, you have to give credit, are tools that have been recruited and put into play by Frank Lampard. But this is the real deal. When you look at football managers now, he is the perfect embodiment of a 21st century football manager in terms of the way he articulates himself to the media, the way he concentrates the players' minds, the way that he will play to the strengths of the players that he's got.
Now, great through ball. Havertz got it round the goalkeeper, taps it in. Chelsea lead Manchester City.
And the ability to be able to get these players to understand his message is something that's there to me, it shouldn't be a revelation. It should be how football managers operate, whatever level you're at. If you're a League One manager or you're a Champions League manager, you have a skill set relative to the job that's in hand.
I didn't want him to do well because I like Frank and Jody, you know, the people I know well, and I thought, I hope he fails. I hope this backfires on Chelsea, because I thought, you know what, it's cruel. He's done all right job. He deserved longer. But you can't help but hold your hands up and go, well played. I mean, he really has nailed down a system. He's actually given most players an opportunity as well. And from giving them the opportunity, he's created competition for places, and then they get the rewards with that fantastic performance.
When he came in, the start of him, you felt like the time was maybe really short for him, but it's 4 months he had. And then you don't expect someone to take it all the way straight away in his first season. But the way he did it, I remember the time when people were talking about it, like when he came over and, you know, even the way he was handling the players, they were like, oh, you know, tactically you could see that he was on a different level. But just his character, I think it flowed really quickly into the team.
Now, in the last episode, you'll remember that there were calls from N'Golo Kanté to win the Ballon Balloon d'Or. Well, we'll hear from Mario Melchior and Jamie O'Hara on that shortly. But first up, here's Danny Murphy, claiming that the Frenchman is the greatest defensive midfielder of the Premier League era.
Able to drive forward, who's that? Kanté. Brilliantly timed challenge in front of the referee.
This player's become arguably the greatest player in that position we've seen. Well, I've seen in the Premier League in that position. And what he's done so well, I think, especially the last couple of seasons, he's not just been a destructive, tenacious, athletic defensive midfielder. He's also become quite productive with his runs forward with the ball.
Kanté coming around the back, and he got his header in, got between two Manchester City players, but it was a difficult chance off balance, and he steered it wide.
He was absolutely fantastic. In my opinion, he should be close to potentially winning the Ballon d'Or, because he's had man of the matches in pretty much every big game this season for Chelsea. He's been man of the match, so he is absolutely awesome. And yeah, you mentioned Makélélé, who I, in my opinion, was one of the greatest defensive midfielders of all time. I think N'Golo Kanté now has probably surpassed him.
Sometimes they walk next to you, eh? They look like your little brother. But the moment they put the kit on, they become your big brother. And I feel like Kanté is something like that. You know, it's like, you see this little guy, you look at him, you go, why would I be scared of a man like you? And then when you be on the field with him, you go like, oh, this giant, well, this little man becomes a giant and he runs it. He ran the show. Chelsea without him, I mean, Tuchel said it himself. He said, like, he was, the way he was talking, he said, like, I don't want to start this game without him, because he knows that what he brings to the team. For me, arguably, we can talk about different kind of players. I mean, Harvard scored a great goal and stuff like that. But guys, who brings the balance in the team is always, for me, the leader. And that's why Kanté is for me it.
On now to Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. with, of course, not Andy Goldstein. I was on drive time yesterday, as I am all week. Anyway, usually when I'm not there, the show is a 1 or 2 out of 10. Although last night's was a 3 out of 10, because Adam Catchall and Perry Groves were there.
It has all come together in Portugal tonight. Manchester City vanquished, and Chelsea are the kings of Europe for the second time.
Now, off the back of the weekend, there has been a bit on social media, and I've been paying attention to it. Maybe it's driven by Chelsea fans, who are now saying that Chelsea are a bigger club than Arsenal. Now, on the face of it, you would go, come on, boys, you're getting carried away. Maybe a bit of recency bias has kicked in there because of the Champions League win at the weekend. But as you delve deep into the numbers, there is an argument where we can justify that Chelsea are now a bigger side, a bigger club than Arsenal. I'm not taking money involved in it or anything
you
like
that.
You
have to with Chelsea.
Why do you?
Because they wouldn't have been successful what they are without the investment of Roman Abramovich.
Yeah, but they are being successful. They put that to the test. There's other teams out there that have had a boatload of money, mate, that haven't been as successful as Chelsea over the last, what is it, since he came in? 2005, was it, when he came?
Yes.
Since that period of time. So the last 15, 16 years, they've been incredibly successful because of what's gone on the pitch.
At this particular time, Chelsea are a better team and a richer club. Arsenal's history goes back, you just mentioned there. So you
years.
Build. Yeah, but that's it. That's the point. If Chelsea are as successful in the next 5 to 10 years with the same amount of trophies winning, then there'd be another argument. But at the moment, there's people getting carried away just because of Premier League, and you're going to go on to Champions Leagues.
Yeah.
Then on that argument then, that means Nottingham Forest would be a bigger club than Arsenal because they won the old European Cup twice.
Now, if that's not in a nutshell, I don't know what is.
Now, Morecambe needed extra time to secure promotion to the third tier of English football after beating Newport by a 2-0 in the League Two playoff final at Wembley, a game which was live on TalkSport 2. We'll hear from defeated boss Michael Flynn, but first up, it's the Shrimps gaffer Derek Adams on the club reaching the third tier of English football for the first time ever.
He's handed the trophy, he throws it to the sky, and Morecambe make history at Wembley. League One football will be at the Mazuma Stadium next season.
We've got the lowest wage bill in out of the 92 clubs in English football, and that just shows you that you don't have to have the most money to be the best team in the league, and we've proven that this season. My players throughout the season have had a will, they've had a determination to win football matches.
Penalty! He was fouled just inside the box, John O'Sullivan, and at the start of the second period of extra time, Morecambe have got a penalty kick.
I'm looking at it now, you know, it's an overhit ball in behind, it's outside the box anyway, any contact, he's threw himself in the box.
I don't want to go too deep into it because it sounds like sour grapes, you know. I've said they need VAR in these massive, massive games, and it'd help if they had a competent referee.
That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today with Darren Goff alongside. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.